Hey, it's Tax Scripts Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Robert in the Tax Scripts Forum with a painful issue. He says, I'm considering working with a company that will hopefully negotiate my debt. It will involve stopping payments to creditors and turning negotiations over to a law firm with a limited power of attorney. We're talking about $50,000 here. I need to know how this could affect my 2011 as well as future year federal and state filings. Well, Robert, there are times when this is the only way, and I do hope it works out for you, truly. But how will it affect your taxes? I don't know. Sorry, I don't know anything about you or your finances. And if the firm doesn't have a tax pro, considering using some of that $50,000 you're not paying to invest in a tax pro to go with you and help you understand the impact on your personal tax situation. But in general, when you get debt canceled, IRS regards that as income to you. If you get $50,000 worth of debt canceled, that will be $50,000 of income to you. Now, can you get around the taxes? Maybe. The insolvency calculation may work for the first few debts that are waived, but as you get more and more of the debts released, you will be less and less insolvent. Some of your debt will end up being taxable. Each and every discharge is a separate insolvency calculation. You would need a tax pro in your corner to work with you and with the debt consolidation team to help you with the timing and the computations when you have a debt this large to discharge. You can work it out. Good luck. And remember, the FTC does not permit them to charge you before they discharge your debt. So anyone asking for money up front, be very wary. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about canceled debt and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.